Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of almost everything on the Thursday show. Scott Schwebel, special guest, joins us. Scott is the chief experience officer at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Scott, you're about 8 months into your role now, right?
Yeah, 8 months in a blink. Yes,
goes by fast.
It does.
So, day one of Summerfest, obviously a lot happening at the lakefront. What's the future of the art museum experience from your lens now that you've been able to kind of walk through, take it all in and say, hey, this is what I want to craft moving forward?
I think it's a handful of things. So it's art and for me. So it's art and programming, art and socializing, art and entertainment, art and sort of more of an open doors mentality to sort of broaden how we welcome people in. You know, our mission is access, community engagement. And so I think in today's market, there's multiple ways to do that. We're this amazing, I feel lucky to go to work every day.
It's a great space.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a good office to be in every day.
Right. Right.
It's outrageous.
There's worse places.
You got wings in your office. That's not bad.
Exactly. And it's water. Absolutely unbelievable and, you know, a remarkable collection of art and sort of the epicenter of creativity and being able to try to figure out a way to invite more people in, whether it is to socialize and enjoy the art or whether it's just to come in and have a reason. You know, we have food.
You
can hang out on the lakefront as well as participate in some of the other amazing things that happen, you know, this time of year along the lake as well as all year round.
How do you best integrate into all of the other events and venues along the lakefront? You know, when something like Summerfest happens, how do you best align with Summerfest? Is it like, oh, hey, this is just additional exposure for us. We hope that people come back. Or do you plug in new programming to take advantage of all the new people that are passing the building?
I think it's the and. It's yes and. You know, obviously, during the summer, the lakefront is highly programmed. You know, people are coming down for all sorts of specific things. It's also the place where everybody comes who's coming into the city for the first time. So I'm trying to just figure out a way. I mean, obviously, we are a very large visual.
Yeah.
people see it.
Yeah.
But I want people to have more interest in just looking at it from the outside. And I want to figure out
post
a way to have
Instagram come inside. Photos.
Yep. You know, so, but providing social engagement like that for people to take a photo, the lights at night, I'm hoping this summer, you know, the wings are now open until 10 o'clock every night. That was something new that I instituted coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Our new light display. So we will be participating in much like we did for Pride, which was a lovely way for us to sort of amplify, Pride Fest for the city of having the lights of the wings celebrate those colors. We'll do similar things all summer long.
Right on.
But you know, a photo on Instagram or social is an amazing thing.
I'm always interested in local Milwaukee companies and organizations and brands that sort of think outside the box and try and get people like me to their venue, because tourists are going to go to the Milwaukee Art Museum, right?
Correct.
Like that's going to happen. You're visiting Milwaukee. This is like one of the top things to do on TripAdvisor. They're going to do that. What I always find interesting is how do you get the people who live here and can come to you once a week, once a month, you know, at minimum once a year and participate. And especially someone like me who maybe I'm not that interested in art, but what else can you provide from a social or dining perspective or entertainment perspective that sort of intertwines those two things and get tickets sold. And so that I really like that approach. It's a really interesting approach. I'm excited to see what you guys have planned.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, you're absolutely the type of community individual that I'm interested in.
He's got money to burn.
There's not a lot of competition on the lakefront when it comes to dining and entertainment. You have Art Museum, right. Discovery World, Harbor House, Bradford Beach Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty much about it. So it's like, it shouldn't take much to get someone like me there. So, you know, the question and the problem you're trying to solve is why isn't Martin Moore, you know, at the Milwaukee Art Museum for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week?
Yep. I'd take you twice a month or once every now and then. But we did, you know, we've completely rebuilt our food program.
Love it.
We have one of the most outrageous patios along the lakefront
that has been underprogrammed,
and we're actively going after that as another sort of occasion or opportunity for people to participate and just sit. Nothing advertises a business better than people sitting on your doorstep.
Right.
We have an amazing doorstep.
We stop there on our bike rides.
And maybe we'll have more.
Maybe after the break, you can explain. Will the art museum get louder in its marketing as well?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And you can tell us all about the new event that kicks off tonight. Scott Schwebel, Chief Experience Officer at the Milwaukee Art Museum, joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. It's WTMJ's Jeff Sherman. Let's give away a gift card to the Mineshaft Restaurant in either Hartford or Oshkosh. Sherman family, we live in the North Shore, but the Mineshaft in Hartford is a staple when the kids want to get to the $2 million game room and Mom and Dad want to get them out of the attic, away from the Xbox. Mom and Dad can hang out at the bar. Great pizza. Great dining, and then we know the kids are safe and secure in the big game room. Caller number, let's do 9 at 855-616-1620. Gets a gift card to the historic Mineshaft. Friendly reminder that Thursdays, that's today, feature buy one, get one free pizza. Scott Schwebel, the Chief Experience Officer at the Milwaukee Art Museum, joins us. Tonight launches Thursday Nights at MAM. A pay-as-you-go approach? That's innovative. We were talking over the break, like, how do you kind of manage the marketing of the art museum? Not being too artsy, but being more pedestrian and approachable for everyone that are like, ooh, maybe the art museum isn't for me. This event seems to solve a little of that.
Yeah, got my mic on there.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome back to radio. Today is the kickoff of Thursday Nights at MAM. The admission strategy is pay what you wish. So the idea here is that it's the one day of the week that we're open late until 8, nice. Late for us.
Yeah.
And the opportunity, one, to create greater access for everyone to come and experience art and our environment. It also, you know, it's a part of the day. Maybe we're the end of your day. Maybe we're the start of your night. Maybe we're a part of your evening activities. But I want it, and the team and I, we want to figure out ways to sort of make everything more interesting and accessible. So we've added music. There's going to be music under the wings, basically, in Wendover Hall. The music will vary per week. Sometimes it'll be thematic. Sometimes it'll be just for fun. We have food programming in the cafe. It's burger night at the art museum, so it's $12 burgers.
That's a deal.
We have, believe it or not, the art museum has an outrageous burger. It's brand new. And with homemade chips. There'll be a bar up in Wendover, so you can have a cocktail, as well as enjoy. Oh, yeah. You know, for us, we want to create more opportunities for people to experience. You know, the epicenter of our brand is the art, making the museum feel a little more approachable. There is a real sort of fear out there for people who aren't maybe comfortable or aren't regular museum goers. Like, how do I act? What do I do?
They don't know what to expect.
How do I
interact
with any museum?
Absolutely. We have this beautifully pristine environment. So when you walk in, it could be intimidating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But if there's music playing, if there's socialization happening, if the tone, people are in T-shirts,
you see people that look like you, you feel more comfortable.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, maybe you're, you know, like it's a date night for you. Yep. And the idea that I can be part of that collective experience, you know, the Pay What You Wish platform allows us to sort of have an equitable exchange of value. So, and take advantage of Thursday nights all summer along the lakefront.
Very good.
I mean, what an amazing opportunity to sort of have a little bite at that apple.
And for nights like tonight and the next one, which is June 27th, you know, you can park downtown right here at the 3rd Street Market Hall, walk down Wisconsin Avenue, go to the Art Museum, have a burger and a drink, and then get to a 9 o'clock show at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Take
the hop.
Take the hop.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Walk right across the street.
It's convenient.
He's trying to be healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to walk.
Summer out.
So is there a capacity limit? Or you're
no,
it's just come one, come all.
Yep, it's the regular museum sort of hour and sort of admission policy minus the pay what you wish.
Yeah.
Programming. So
and it runs through August. You have 3 dates in July and 5 in five Thursdays in August. So it's going to continue throughout the great Milwaukee summer. Scott Schwebel from the Milwaukee Art Museum. Thanks for joining us, Scott. Good luck
with
the event.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll have you back for sure to talk about traveling exhibits and other unique things coming to the Art Museum. But for now, first day of Summerfest, get out and enjoy it. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.